best. BBC Radio Merseyside. Now, all this month, we are going to be telling you about some pretty inspirational people. We've been doing it for the past three Fridays, actually. People who have set up their own businesses across Merseyside and Cheshire. And this is all down to Citizen First LCR, because it's supporting hidden entrepreneurs from local communities to develop businesses rooted in their own lived experiences of health and care challenges. Well, Katie Bowater from Prescott has set up the Young Entrepreneurs Club to support 18 to 35 year-olds like yourself. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
This is a great idea. So we're championing entrepreneurs to get up and create ideas. Yeah. But you're even looking after the people who are creating ideas, which is brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got to, because running a business is hard, isn't it? So I think supporting people early on and making it accessible is just so important.
So you've taken your inspiration from yourself, I guess. So when did you become an entrepreneur? When did you know, you had that creativity in you?
I knew from being really young that I would be a business owner. I always said I would be. But sport was actually my main focus. So that's kind of the route I took at first.
Okay.
So I didn't actually start my first business until the age of 18, which is kind of when my sporting career ended.
Yeah. Is that a good age then? Because obviously when you're a lot younger, you've got maybe ideas that you think might not be realistic, or you've got a dream. But when you get to like maybe, mid-teens, 18, you start to think, right, okay, I'm going to run with this now.
Yeah, I think it's actually the perfect time to start a business, purely because I think you've got sometimes a little bit less stress and less pressure on you at that age. And you can kind of, test the water a little bit more when it comes to running a business. And if you fail, or I don't like to use the word failure, but if your business doesn't end up working, you can chop change, start something else. And that's absolutely fine. You've not necessarily got like mortgages or too many overheads. So I think it's the perfect time to try it out.
Yeah, and it's good actually to lose that word fail, isn't it? Because I guess in business, every decision that you make is a lesson learned.
Yes, absolutely.
As opposed to a failure.
Definitely. It just shows you. It's more like, I always say, it's more like just redirection. Mm-hmm. It's what do I try next?
Yeah, yeah. Good entrepreneurial speak there, Katie.
Yeah,
like it.
I love it.
And we mentioned there just at the top of the show, how important has the Citizen First scheme been for you then?
It's so important, because as I mentioned, I've been in business since the age of 18. I'm a beautician. I've invested in property. I've done a couple of things. And when I launched Young Entrepreneurs Club last year, I knew from the offset I could have an incredible impact with it, but because it wasn't necessarily paying my bills as of yet, you know what it's like when you launch a new venture. And because my other businesses obviously were paying me my bills, it's like almost hard to justify spending too much time on this other side venture. So even though I knew the impact I could make, I've still kind of had to prioritize my other businesses. Whereas this program has allowed for me to actually give Young Entrepreneurs Club a shot and see how many people I can impact.
Yeah. Was it nervous when you were going out on your own and thinking, right, this is what I want to do? You know, it's not a conventional job, as it were. Nobody's employing you, as it were. Is that scary?
I don't know. I think for me, I'm so fortunate to have such a supportive family who are just like, go for it. Any crazy idea I have ever had or ever come up with, I've come downstairs, told my mum and dad, and they've gone, what's the worst that can happen? Just give it a try. Right. So I think because I'm so fortunate, I've had that kind of support and that backing behind me, I've just gone for things in life, and I've just tried, and I've just thought, well, do you know what? If it doesn't work out, so what? I'll try something else.
Yeah, yeah, good attitude to have. And Young Entrepreneurs Club then, just so tell us about that. How does that work?
So it's essentially, I run monthly networking, social, wellbeing events, and also masterclasses for 18 to 35 year old young entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs in our city, because, I mean, we're all aware of the mental health crisis in our city, in young people. And entrepreneurs are actually, a lot of statistics say, up to twice as likely to suffer from mental health problems. And that doesn't surprise me, because...
Is that because of the redirection, or when things might not go according to plan,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. I would never change it for the world. And I know I will always run businesses. But that doesn't stop it from being stressful, lonely, overwhelming. And I always say there's no handbook when it comes to running a business. It's not something that we're kind of like taught in school to be an entrepreneur. entrepreneur or anything like that. So I don't know. I think, yeah, it can be difficult to know what step next to take. And I think I found this out quite early on in business that it's almost like everyone's just winging it a little bit. And, you know, everyone's just like paving their own way and just trying to learn on the job.
Yeah.
And that can be stressful. Obviously, it's quite overwhelming. It's information overload. And I also think a contributing factor to like the loneliness epidemic is a lot of people work from home now and a lot of people run businesses from home. So we've essentially tried to create a bit of a hub that kind of combats all of those problems. We're bringing people together, but we're also educating them on the topics nobody speaks about. But at the same time, we're encouraging you to look after your well-being because you can't run a business without you.
Yeah.
So you need to come first and you need to look after yourself. And then also, entrepreneurs deserve a social life too. I know I'm guilty of working 7 days weeks and things like that. So, you know, it's important that we actually stop and we just have a bit of fun as well.
Yeah. Not to do you out of your great business idea, but do you think, as we talk about education, you're not taught this at school, do you think this should be on the curriculum then? Maybe, you know, I know businesses in that sense, but business and being an entrepreneur, I guess, are slightly different, aren't they? Because if you're an entrepreneur, you've got it within you to go forth and do it. Should you be guided at an earlier age, I'm trying to say?
I think you absolutely should. I'm a massive believer of this and I am trying to like make them changes. I go in to schools and speak all the time and encourage young people that it is possible to start young, because I think a lot of people, it's not really, I don't know, well, when I went through school anyway and through high school, being an entrepreneur or a business owner wasn't necessarily an option. It was like, you know, maybe you're a nurse or a doctor or, you know, a dentist. You kind of pick a career.
Yeah.
But entrepreneur wasn't one of them. And I'd never spoken to an entrepreneur through school. It was never presented to me. So I make a massive effort to go and speak to schools when I'm offered to encourage like younger people that, do you know what, yeah, you can. I started at 18 and so can you, and do you know what, I'll help you along the way.
You mentioned encouragement there and helping along the way. Have you been inspired by other young entrepreneurs that have been on the scheme through Citizen First LCR?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even just everyone who applied, everyone who put themselves forward, everyone in my own community, I'm inspired every single month by the young people that I meet, because do you know what, it's hard running a business. It takes guts. And I admire anyone who even gives it a shot.
Yeah. And speaking of giving it a shot, what stories stick out in your mind? Have you got any success stories that you can tell us on the radio this morning?
In terms of my personal success?
Yeah, in terms of your personal success or other entrepreneurs who you've spoken to throughout your business.
Honestly, I could literally sit here all day and tell you about all my community. I've got so many incredible people. And I think personally, like there's been so many highlights of just this whole journey. I think I've learned so much in the last 5 years of running multiple businesses, doing multiple ventures. And I think just the knowledge that I'm even gaining through. So, for example, with our networking events, I interview guest speakers. With our masterclasses, I'm collaborating with experts. And like the amount of knowledge that I'm gaining every single month from running these events, it's like so inspiring. It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So a quick short lesson now then by you from the Young Entrepreneurs Club. Somebody's listening and they're thinking, I've got these ideas and I want to get them off the ground, but I'm not really too sure. It's a bit risky. What if they turn me down? What if they sell now? What if that self-doubt kicks in? What would you say to them?
You've just got to go for it, because I don't know. I think it's, I know it's scary and I know it's difficult, but you'll always wonder why if you didn't try. So I think just go for it. What's the worst that can happen? You know, if something doesn't work out, you can pick something else. Because I also think young people put a lot of pressure on themselves of like to pick a career or pick a business and go, this is it. I'm doing this for life. I have to do it until I retire. And it's so not true. So I've already started multiple businesses from the age of 18. So when I started my very first business, which was the beauty salon, it was actually just the first business I come up with, because I was playing water polo for GB. I was captain of the GB squad. Training was my absolute life. I adored water polo. It was incredible. And I got badly injured and ended up in a wheelchair. And that was for 3 months. And in that 3 month period, I was like, I'm going to start a business. And when I tell you, I literally was scrolling through Instagram. The first Instagram ad that popped up was for a beauty course. And I went, yeah, I'm doing it. That's it.
Right,
That'll do.
Wow.
So I think
serendipity there just kicked in.
Yeah. You've just got to go for it. And don't think too much into, oh my God, do I need to do this for the rest of my life or blah, blah, blah. I think if you want to start something, learn some lessons, grow from it. And if you want to start something else in a year later or 10 years later or 20 years later, you can.
Mm. Entrepreneurs, you've been told. Katie's spoken, you've been told. Lovely to speak to you, Katie. You're an absolute inspiration. And for young entrepreneurs out there, you know, your message is clear, isn't it? You know, if you've got a dream, it's to just go for it and just don't take no for an answer.
Absolutely. Just keep on going and keep asking and keep learning.
Yeah, brilliant. And good luck with the business.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, pleasure. Katie Bowater from Prescott set up the Young Entrepreneurs Club to support 18 to 35 year olds. And this is all through Citizen First LCR, supporting hidden entrepreneurs from local communities, and we're highlighting that every Friday here on BBC Radio Merseyside.